Well, it's finally feeling like fall across the Northeast. Temperatures this afternoon are running mainly in the 50s and 60s, though a few spots south of Albany and southeast of Albany have touched the 70-degree mark. Temperatures will remain on the cool side for the next couple of days. It'll be chilly at night, and we'll call it seasonably cool or even a bit below average during the day through Friday. And then we'll see temperatures rebound over the weekend, with many spots reaching or exceeding the 70-degree mark. It's turned a bit cloudy across the area today. We have a disturbance that is pushing in from the west, and as that disturbance comes into the area tonight, we'll have the chance to see some showers at times. For most of us, we'll have periods of showers through the night with some areas of fog. I'll mention that across the far north, there's enough dry air right along the Canadian border that the showers may not make it all the way to the far north country. So, say from Plattsburgh to Burlington, you may not see much rain or any rain, but for the rest of us, showers are likely at times moving through the night. Temperatures tonight will be on the cool side. We'll fall back into the 40s in many areas. We may see some 30s, though, especially across the higher elevations of the Adirondacks and Greens. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have still some leftover cloudiness to start things off, but as the day moves along, high pressure will work across eastern Canada, and it's a bubble of dry air that will basically force the clouds back to the southwest. So the clouds will clear from northeast to southwest coming up during the day tomorrow, so it may be a day that looks rather threatening. There might even be a shower or two left over in the morning, but by afternoon, I expect things to turn fairly bright, so it's one of those days where you may not need the sunglasses first thing, but by the afternoon, you'll want to make sure you have those sunglasses ready to go, so don't forget the sunglasses when you leave the house in the morning. Temperatures tomorrow look to be pretty pleasant, running right around 60 degrees for an afternoon high temperature. We'll fall back into the 30s in many areas tomorrow night, so we're talking about a threat for some frost across much of the region. And then on Friday, we'll have a pretty nice day. We'll have sunshine across the area, a couple of clouds in the mix. Temperatures make it up to around 60 degrees, basically 60 to 65 the way it looks on Friday. And then on Saturday, I'm a little bit concerned about some clouds in the area, maybe a couple of spotty showers. Temperatures, though, will bounce back to around or above 70 across much of the region. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers, especially away from the Canadian border, areas of fog, low 36 to 44, tomorrow mostly sunny, high around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine with a high around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine, high 60 to 65. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy with showers likely, areas of fog with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine with a high around 60. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny with highs between about 60 and 65, and on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy with the chance for a few showers, warmer, high 66 to 74. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.